SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pemilihan federal sudah diambang pintu dan Komisi Pemilihan Australia telah meluncurkan kampanye untuk memerangi ketidakbenaran yang tersebar tentang proses pemilihan Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sunil Awasti untuk SBS News. Dengan kampanye itu, Komisi Pemilihan bertujuan untuk secara aktif memperbaiki informasi yang salah yang tersebar tentang proses pemilihan secara online. Salah satu yang mengepalai kampanye itu adalah Direktur Media Organisasi tersebut, Evan Akin-Smith. Akin-Smith mengatakan banyak informasi yang salah tentang sistem pemilihan Australia berasal dari luar negeri, di mana pemilihan seringkali dijalankan secara berbeda.
It's hard to quantify just how much is out there, but anecdotally, we see a heck of a lot more content where people are questioning different electoral processes than we saw, for instance, in the lead up to the 2019 federal election. So things that seem to be lifted from international democracies, particularly the US, where people are questioning, well, some simple mistakes, but also some weird and wacky things, like some people suggesting that we're going to use a particular type of voting machine or vote counting machine, and that it's somehow going to be rigged. Well, Australia's federal election system is famous for using pen or pencil and paper, and nothing has changed in that regard.
Kekhawatiran tentang kesalahan informasi dalam proses pemilihan datangnya bukan hanya dari otoritas hukum saja. Sebuah organisasi, Riset Australia, bekerja untuk meningkatkan kesadaran dan mengadvokasikan apa yang diyakini sebagai kebijakan yang lebih baik untuk mengatasi ancaman digital terhadap demokrasi Australia. Daksyayini Suryakumaran adalah Direktur Kebijakan Teknologi organisasi itu. Ia mengatakan mereka menjalankan eksperimen online baru-baru ini dan hasilnya sangat mengejutkan.
You know, we recently at Reset Australia ran an experiment on Facebook, or now it's referred to as Meta, just around common narratives that we've seen in the US context and how they can also, as I mentioned, get imported to Australia. So things like, you know, really extreme examples like the election is cancelled because of COVID, just to see if ads with known mis and disinformation would be approved. And we tested it with 5 ads, and all of the 5 ads were approved by the current Facebook ad system. So it's quite a concern, really.
Kewenangan Komisi Pemilihan Australia adalah untuk memberikan informasi yang secara khusus menargetkan kelompok-kelompok tertentu dalam masyarakat. Banyak orang dari latar belakang migran yang akan memberikan suara mereka untuk pertama kalinya dalam pemilihan federal yang akan datang. Prosesnya bisa sangat membingungkan. Akin-Smith mengatakan organisasinya tersedia untuk memberikan bantuan.
We're the Australian Electoral Commission, and we take that name seriously. We're not just the Electoral Commission for people that we feel like talking to. We're the Electoral Commission for all Australian voters. We do translate material as part of our broad campaign. We have one of the biggest campaigns across the public service. We translate material into 33 non-Indigenous languages, up to 20 Indigenous languages. And so we get information out to all Australians to educate them about the voting system.
Beberapa negara asing tertentu yang beretiket buruk sering dituduh berada di balik kesalahan informasi sipil itu, dan dengan asumsi mereka berharap mendapatkan manfaat dari hasil pemilu tertentu atau perselisihan sipil. Namun Suryakumaran mengatakan bahwa raksasa media sosiallah yang paling diuntungkan dari informasi yang salah.
Ultimately, who benefits from mis and disinformation is quite clearly the platforms themselves. You know, it's their algorithms and their ad delivery systems that are enabling this, and they're the ones that are, ultimately profiting from it.
SBS News bertanya kepada Aiken Smith, siapa yang mendapatkan keuntungan karena menyebarkan ketidakbenaran di area ini? Dan berikut ini adalah jawabannya.
Good question, not democracy. I think the work that we're doing to combat it is helpful, and we are the electoral administrators who administrate the process, so we know how it works, we're the experts. So our role, and we see it firmly as our role, and it's a deliberate approach, is to combat this information as swiftly as possible before it spreads. That way hopefully all Australian voters win.
Pemilihan federal tahun ini harus diadakan pada atau sebelum 21 Mei.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.